Tonight, we begin celebrating Pesach, the first of our Yom Tovim, and the day that's called, in the Navi, the day of the birth of Klal Yisrael, Yom Yoledes, the birthday of Klal Yisrael, because it was only when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim that He created us as a nation for ourselves and gave us His Torah, and so on. When it comes to any special date of the year, we have a rule that we're not just commemorating something of the past, but rather, as it says in the Megillah, Hayamim ha'elu nizkorim v'na'asim. And as that's explained, that these days, through our remembering it properly, we actually re-accomplish the same effect that happened the first time around. Because this day has those positive spiritual energies that give off the opportunities and the abilities to accomplish every Yom Tov its specific and special message and theme. And through connecting to that theme every year, we're able to connect to that as well. So if Pesach is considered the birthday of Klal Yisrael, it's a time of rebirth. It's a time of every person in their own world, in their own life, that has the ability to start anew, start fresh, to achieve and reach greater heights, and in whatever area that we're struggling, that a person might be struggling, the ability to really be born and to jump, as the word Pesach also means to jump, to leap out of our present situation into a new situation, in growing as a Yid and as a person. At the Seder tonight, of course, there's a lengthy Seder and there's so many different parts and aspects to it, but towards the end of the Maggid, we say a very important statement in the Agadah, which is that there's three most important points that have to be mentioned by the Agadah. And as it says, as we read in the Agadah, that if we didn't talk about these three concepts, we didn't really fulfill our obligation of the Pesach Seder. And they are the three, or three of the special mitzvahs of the night, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Pesach is the idea of the Korban Pesach that was brought today, the Erev Pesach. We bring the Korban Pesach and it will be eaten tonight by the Seder. Matzah is the mitzvah of eating matzah, and maror, the mitzvah of eating maror. So these are really the three primary mitzvahs, at least food mitzvahs, in association with the Seder, the Korban Pesach, and the matzah that we eat, and the maror that we eat. And obviously, like everything, when it comes to this, in Yiddishkeit in general, and in the Seder specifically, each idea, each nuance is connected with so much meaning. So let's try to understand a message about the Korban Pesach and matzah and maror, and how they relate to that concept that we talked about of rebirth, of starting over, starting anew, of growing, of changing and growing. Perhaps for us today at least, until the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, the mitzvah that's most associated with eating on Pesach is matzah. And matzah stands for humility, as written in many sfarim. The difference between chametz and matzah is chametz is something that rises, and matzah is something that remains flat and doesn't rise, representing humility versus arrogance, versus ego. And what made that the matzah shouldn't rise is, as it's written, that the divine revelation of the night of Pesach was so great. As we read in the Agadah, Nigla aleihem melech malchei melechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ga'olam, that Hashem Himself, God Himself, revealed Himself to the Jewish people and redeemed them. So there was this tremendous revelation of divinity that causes humility. When one recognizes that they're standing in front of Hashem, the King of all kings, the Creator of the world, so one feels humble. And even though one might have many different qualities and special qualities, and it's important to understand and know and appreciate our qualities and know how to use them, but nevertheless, in front of the King, in front of Hashem Himself, yes, we have those qualities are there to enable us to do our missions and to succeed in what we're supposed to do, but it's never supposed to be something that should make us arrogant and full of ourselves. And that's what matzah is. So matzah represents humility. And truthfully, when it comes to growing and it comes to changing, the first most cardinal condition is that one feels humble. When one is arrogant, when one is full of themselves, so why should they change? Really, how could they change? They're good, they're fine. Only when a person is able to be honest with themselves and a person is able to realize their shortcomings and a person is able to realize that there's so much that Hashem is so much greater than I, and I'm so small, and there's always room to grow and always room to change and always room to add, and that's not a threat to me growing and adding and changing. When one is arrogant, actually growing and change is a threat, because after all, I'm so happy with the way I am and I'm so full of myself. So therefore, matzah, which is humility, is that basic food at the Seder table, telling us that in order for us to be able to experience Pesach properly, in order for us to be able to take a jump and make a change, so rule number one is the concept of humility. But that's not enough. There's also maror, which literally is the bitter foods and reminds us of bitterness. Maror represents the idea where a person feels embittered about the way that they are now. Meaning, in order for me to actually change, I have to be unhappy with something. As long as I'm happy with what I am, even if I'm humble, why should I change? What's pushing me to change? But one feels badly about a certain way of being, or a certain deficiency, or a certain weakness, that bad feeling becomes a catalyst, something that pushes me to change. When we talk about tshuva, so we talk about the concept of regret, charata. Regret is a bitter feeling, a lev nishbar, a broken heart. And therefore, maror is a second important part of the process of change. One is humble and realizes that they can change and should change, and one feels that sense of bitterness with the way it is in the present, and therefore that pushes me to jump and to change out of my present situation. And then we come to the third, which is the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, we know, was meat, and was eaten at the Seder tonight, and had to be eaten b'derech soiva. In other words, in a way that people are full, in a way of cheiros, in a way of freedom. And that represents the sense of simcha, of happiness. We know that meat brings happiness, is something that a person eats when it gives an expansive feeling, a happy feeling, a good feeling, a feeling of royalty. And when it comes to growing as a yid, it can't just be out of humility and out of bitterness, but with a sense of simcha, that we're able to grow, that we're able to change, that we're able to become better, closer to Hashem, closer to ourselves, and to live a more meaningful and more productive life. And that has to be connected with a tremendous feeling of simcha as well. So here we have these three concepts of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror: humility, bitterness, and simcha, that are really the three necessary components for you to keep on growing and to grow from one step to the next, always and especially on Pesach. I want to connect this quickly to a Chassidish Shavart, which is that we're told about, there's three statements brought down where we're told we have to do something always, tamid. We have a pasuk that says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. I place Hashem before me always. One is always able to sense Hashem in front of them. There's another pasuk, Toiv leiv mishte tamid, that a good heart, a glad heart, is always ready to rejoice and to celebrate. And a third is v'chatasi negdi somid, that my sins are before me always. Three psukim. Again, shivisi Hashem l'negdi somid, I always see Hashem standing before me. Toiv lev mishta tamid, a glad heart is always ready to rejoice. And my sins are always before me. These three are connected directly with these three ideas of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Matzah, which is humility, we said earlier, the humility is when one recognizes that they're always standing in front of Hashem. And then one can never really be arrogant. That's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Remembering Hashem is always before me is connected with the Matzah, which is the basic humility necessary to grow. Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid, the glad heart always rejoices, that's Simcha. And that's the Korban Pesach, the meat offering that had to be eaten in a way of royalty, by the Seder. V'chatasi negdi samid, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, my sins are always before me, is the bitterness that's a catalyst that's always pushing me to change and to grow from the way that I was and to become something new. And here the Chassidim would say that if one looks at the beginning and the end of the Shulchan Aruch, the basic Shulchan Aruch written by Rabbi Yosef Cairo, so it starts with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Starts with that first statement that Hashem is always before me. It finishes with Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid, that a glad heart is always rejoicing. The beginning and the end starts with the humility and the simcha. Because our focus, although there is these three points of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, we talked about humility, we talked about the bitterness, and we talked about the simcha. So although there are three, but our focus is on two of them. The regret part, the bitterness, is only a catalyst to move forward. But as we go from step to step, what we're focusing on is the humility and the simcha in serving Hashem. And that's why when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, although there are these three statements of humility and of simcha and of bitterness, nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch chose to begin with humility and end with simcha, because these are definitely the focus. Interestingly, Pesach itself is called Chag HaMatzis, and we call it Pesach. We talk about those two names, Chag HaMatzis, which is the humility theme, Pesach, which is the simcha theme. It's not called Chag HaMurder, it's not called the Yom Tov of bitterness, because bitterness is something that's necessary, but it's something that's it's necessary, but it's not something that we ever focus on. Hashem should give us the ability, everyone, to personally experience the true Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of all types of Mitzrayim, all types of limitations, to change and to grow, and experience our own chayrus, our own freedom and geula. And as everyone does that individually, to be able to celebrate that collectively as Am Yisrael, that this Pesach, and even today, together, we should be able to partake in the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, with the geula Shalema. A good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.